Nolte, GQ's Julia Yaffe finds another Russian under her bed. By John Nolte on September 2, 2020. GQ magazine's Julia Yaffe suffered another Russia conspiracy faceplant Tuesday after hysterically spreading fake news about Michigan voter data rolls being found on a Russian hacker's laptop. This shameless red baiter, Julia Yaffe aka Josephine McCarthy, was later forced to admit none of it is true. With three siren emojis, Yaffe screamed Russian journalists have discovered data from Michigan voter data rolls, including the personal info of 7.6 million Michigan voters, on a Russian hacker's platform. It also includes voter info from other swing states, including Florida and NC. She linked to the Russian news outlet Kommersant. And then, just like every other Russia collusion bombshell of the last 3+ years, it wasn't true. None of it. Not even a little piece. And so, to the surprise of no one who cares about their own integrity, Yaffe showed us how to spell the word retract with the letters UPDATE. Update: Michigan responds to the Kommersant story, says they were not hacked and that the info is publicly available. Oh, okay. But did you catch all that? There are fewer than 20 words in Josephine McCarthy's retraction update, but, man, it still says so much. Let's slow down and take a look, shall we? It says, the state of Michigan was not hacked. The scary information the scary Russian had on his scary computer is publicly available. These Russia collusion truthers are like a guy who believes he can start a car by beating on the outside of a car door. After the dumbass breaks both his hands and the car doesn't start, he starts beating on the car door using his head. Hitting on your car door won't make the car start. I know that. Then why you doing it? You're just gonna break your head. Stopping would be admitting I'm wrong. This is not the first time Josephine McCarthy beat her head on a car door. In November of last year, Yaffe got hysterical over a Russian quotation mark. Seriously. Julia Yaffe, a correspondent for GQ magazine, chose to delete a conspiratorial post Wednesday evening, after the internet ultimately convinced her that a Russian quotation mark on a 200-year-old Arkansas newspaper's viral tweet did not prove that international trolls co-opted its scoop about a paternity test involving Hunter Biden. Real piece of work this one. Too crazy for the far-left Politico even, who fired her in 2016 after Knoll's fake news about Ivanka Trump moving into the First Lady's White House office drove Yaffe over the edge. Either Trump is fucking his daughter, Yaffe tweeted, or he's shirking nepotism laws. Which is worse? She was a Politico reporter at the time. Reporter. Knoll's Jake Tapper probably loved her all the more for her it. He is, after all, the twisted pervert who broke all kinds of news about the presidential schlong. So even after the fucking Ivanka tweet, Mr. Decency invited her on his show No One Watches so she could say the following. This president has radicalized so many more people than ISIS ever did. She later explained that she said that only because she's stupid and neurotic and hateful. She added that it might be better for everyone if the corporate media did not enable stupid and hateful and neurotic behavior. Just kidding. She didn't say anything like that. What she actually said was, I did not add the sniffs to the following quote. A guy named Boris did, this has been sniff a very emotional, and sniff personally sniff painful time for me. I think I sniff exaggerated and I apologize for that, which, when translated into the original Russian, means me, 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 me. Everything's about me and my pain and my emotions and did you see how I apologized with my fingers crossed using the words I think? Suckas. Suckas. I still work at GQ, so just wait and watch what I do next. And as we all now know, what she did next was to keep beating her head against the car door hoping the Russia collusion hoax will start. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.